I'm recording this on April 24th, and that means two things. I didn't get a chance to see the Lyrid meteor shower last night, and it's also time for the Darkness News update. This is sponsored by Evluma, and what Evluma has is diffuse, dimmable lamps and fixtures. Their fixtures are all fully shielded. The Omnimax lamp comes with an optional shield that fits into their existing acorn covers. It's a great thing for dealing with light trespass. It's a great thing to reduce glare. Visit evluma.com/dark-sky-friendly-lighting. That's where you go. The link is also in the description if you don't feel like typing all that out. But let's get into the news. We're going to start with something a little off the beaten path by about 7 trillion miles, because the James Webb Telescope has spotted what could be urban light pollution on the planet Proxima B. This is in the Proxima Centauri cluster, and one theory of the light coming off the surface of this planet is that it is actually light made by other agents, other intelligent beings. I just got used to saying anthropogenic light at night, and I don't know what you would call these guys if they're real. This could also be an interesting combination of minerals and gases around active volcanoes. We won't know until we build another better satellite, but otherwise, the truth is out there. Maybe. A Gallup poll has found that 57% of Americans do not get enough sleep. They all admit that they would like more and they would feel better with it. And hey, this show is about helping people get there, because blue light has also been linked with rising cancer rates in the young. Particularly LED screens are being associated with more rates of certain cancers showing up for younger people at rates that just didn't happen 20 years ago. We've also seen that circadian rhythm is linked with fertility, that one cycle goes off and the other cycle goes off with it. We also are finding that 7 years of data from Singapore showing a link between blue light at night and collisions between birds that migrate at night. Ornithologists are reviving their semi-annual lighting complaints. This is completely normal. Cornell University and their BirdCast app are raising awareness for spring migration. Speaking of spring migration, Louisiana Wildlife is reviving their Lights Out campaign, as is the state of New York. Theirs is a bit different in that it requires state-managed lighting to be turned off, as well as the Department of Environmental Conservation raising awareness for better use of light at night during the migration season. Lights Out Lights Out campaigns are also coming into effect in Texas. High-rises in the state are voluntarily opting to turn their lights off during spring migration. It's picking up some steam after a few years of work. A New Zealand study of the small triple fin, it's a very small fish, lives in coral reefs and along coastlines, and they've determined that it is the canary in the coal mine, as it were, for a number of issues affecting coastal environments, including Atlin. They're finding that the fish are getting smaller, and that's due to changes in feeding, and that's related to lighting along the coasts. Circadian rhythm disruptions have been linked with heart failure in rats. This is a study of weight loss, actually, that ended up revealing that circadian disruptions do increase the odds of certain cardiac issues, again, in rats. Going over to mice, we see that Allen is changing the social behavior in male mice. That disruption decreases the amount of time they want to spend around each other, and that is having other side effects because mice are social animals. Light at night is also altering the behavior of grass mice. Wild mice are reducing their activity at night the closer they get to cities. This is a study out of Central Africa. Rail Lighting, a company that makes luminaires for railways in Holland, have a new light pollution reducing luminaire. This is not an endorsement, they're not a sponsor, but they would like us to know that they are interested in reducing glare at railway crossings and at work sites. The University of Plymouth has formed the Global Ocean Artificial Light at Night Network. This is a partnership between UPlymouth, Plymouth Marine Labs, and the Natural Environment Research Council to advance knowledge and awareness of Allan harms in coastal habitats. We have a groundbreaking at the International Dark Sky Discovery Center in Arizona. This is a new observatory and planetarium being built in Arizona. Rothney Astrophysical Observatory has been working on light pollution from the Calgary region. This is a UFC-run facility, and they have been recognized by the Emerald Foundation for their work in the environment. Hutchison Island, Florida has paused their highway lighting plans while they debate whether or not to pursue turtle-safe lamps along certain sections. Oceanside, California is expanding their lighting bylaw to include single-family homes. This is a municipality north of Carlsbad, Carolina, on the ocean side, obviously, and they have already have a number of restrictions on businesses and multifamily units that will be extended into single-family homes. Fairfax, California is moving ahead on a dark sky ordinance. They're debating whether to match the West Marin region's regulations. West Marin also just received a recognition from Dark Sky International. Fairfax would also be moving for similar recognition if they adopt the regulations. The region of Mercier, Hochelaga, Maisonneuve, Quebec. This is a Montreal borough working to reduce light pollution. This is a new awareness campaign against urban light pollution going through in the region. Schwartz Creek, Michigan is going to be reviewing their lighting ordinances with the Planning Commission and City Council debating directionality dictates. Mauny, Illinois has banned light trespass. This is a Chicago suburb targeting flood lighting in the neighborhood. Sedbergh, UK is opting for dark sky lighting. This is another Yorkshire Dales Lake District community that is working to match that region's dark sky status. And in Bombay, India, the High Council has banned lighting trees. This is uplighting as well as string lights wrapped around trees as citing specifically the harm to wildlife in those trees. In Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, we have a proposed 1,000-foot LED billboard going up, and it is prompting protests. This vertical signage might be covering four sides of a 2,000-foot vertical tower, and nobody likes that. Not a lot of people like that. And speaking of things people don't like, Sky Tavern Nevada, a ski resort, yes, there are ski resorts in Nevada, is being pushed back on for their plans to offer night skiing. Their neighbors would prefer they do not illuminate the trails at night. In Albany, California, a Lions Club is suing to remount a 28-foot-tall illuminated cross. This had been up for many years. Again, full illumination, 28 feet tall on top of a hill. It had been a point of contention with a bunch of other groups since 2015. It actually came down in 2018. They are now suing the region to get it back up. The Center Hills Country Club in State College, Pennsylvania. State College is the name of a town in Pennsylvania, is being blocked. Some plans are being blocked there because they wanted to offer pickleball play, and the neighbors are not happy about the noise and light of other pickleballers, and they are blocking that. But in some good news, Beaver Island, Michigan is the first dark sky sanctuary in Michigan. This is a state park on a small island on the north end of Lake Michigan. It is home to 600 people as well. And Alex Watkins, a high school sophomore, has been recognized by county officials for helping Cherokee County declare Dark Sky Week. That happened a couple weeks ago. This kid is from Canton, Georgia. Again, I've been Scott Wachter. I want to thank Evluma. I want to thank Lighthead. I want to thank Nailed. I want to thank the Lighting and Darkness Foundation. Until next time, take care of yourself.